Now, in most languages, you make a distinction between what is the value of a variable and what is the handle or the reference, the address or pointer to that variable, because it might behave slightly differently. And Java is pretty much the same, except, well, we'll see how it works out for, in particular, we want to see how it works out for passing parameters to methods. But first, let's consider assignment. If you just say A is assigned B, if they're primitive types, then actually A is assigned to the value of B, and later if you change B, A will remain unchanged, because A has the value, in this case, of whatever B was, suppose it's 66, and after you assign A to be 66, it doesn't have any relationship to B. But if A or B is an object, in fact, if B is an object, it's really a reference to an instance variable of the class. So when you're doing assignments like this, B behaves what you might expect a reference to in some other languages. So if you assign A to be B, then A really refers to the same object as B. It's as if they referred to the same location in memory. They had the same reference to an object. And if you made changes to the object that B pointed to, then A would refer to those changes. A would see those changes, because now they both point to the same object. So in fact, in Java, you say that the arguments to methods are always passed by value, but in fact, primitive types behave exactly as they're passed by value, but objects really are references, so they behave as if they're passed by reference, the way that you would consider passing by value and reference in other languages.